A woman is appearing in court today charged with the murder of two young children whose remains were found in suitcases in South Auckland. The 42-year-old is believed to be their mother and was extradited from South Korea. Our reporter Jill Bonnet is with me in the Auckland studio. Kia ora, good morning to you, Jill.
Kia ora.
You're going to be at the Manukau District Court today. Just bring us up to date with the key points of this case, what we know about it.
Yes, the bodies of the children, they were both aged under 10, were found after a family bought the contents of an Auckland storage unit online and opened one of the suitcases. That was in August, and police said at the time that it was a complex investigation, and the coroner made a non-publication order about the identities of the children that still remains in place now. A month later, a 42-year-old New Zealand woman was arrested in the South Korean city of Ulsan and has been held there since until she arrived back in Auckland yesterday.
And what do we know about how they got her back? I mean, the extradition process.
Yes, so an extradition request was made by New Zealand to South Korea, and the woman didn't contest that happening. The request for extradition happened in October, and court proceedings subsequently took place at the Seoul High Court. Their Justice Department says the minister ordered articles to be seized that were seized from her when she was arrested to also be surrendered. Police here say three police officers travelled to South Korea to transport the woman home, and she arrived at Auckland Airport yesterday afternoon before being taken to Manukau Police Station. She was held in police custody overnight before this first court appearance.
And what are you expecting to happen there today? I mean, what are we going to see there?
So she's due to appear on two charges of murder. That will happen this morning. And just a point on the interim non-publication order, because it was issued by the coroner, that means their names won't be released today and can't be until that order is removed.
Thanks, Jill. Jill Bonnet reporting there.